This is Melilla's chaotic, bustling border. Not only does this point separate Spain from Morocco, but it also separates Europe and Africa. Here on the Spanish side, Moroccan workers are queuing up with bundles of goods on their backs, which they're going to take across to Morocco to be sold. But on the Moroccan side of the border, hundreds of Syrian refugees are waiting for their chance to come to Europe.
So I came back to Morocco, and finally I came here, because there is no way to enter Syria.
This Syrian man, who does not want to reveal his name, crossed the border to Melilla relatively easily by buying a Spanish passport. But his wife and son had a more difficult crossing in a car driven by a people smuggler.
My wife, my son, they lie down in the car. He lie down under the passenger seat and my wife behind. And my wife arrived here crying, cannot breathe, has a lot of problem. We give a medicine for my son to sleep because he's in 5 years old. Because we don't want him to wake up in the border, so we give him some medicine to sleep in the car.
Melilla doesn't look like a typical Spanish city. The influence of Morocco can be heard in the Arabic spoken by the many Muslims who live here, and it's also in the city's architecture and culture. But it is Spain, and that means a lot to these new arrivals.
I like to stay in Spain because, not me only, all Syrians, they like Spain because of a lot of reasons. The weather, the country looks like Syria. So the best place for us as a Syrian, it's Spain. But I don't know, maybe when we go to Madrid, we'll change our ideas or... So I'm waiting to see.
Only 2 or 3 dozen Syrians are believed to be crossing the border each day. Some, like this man, buy or rent Moroccan or European passports. And the Moroccan police on the border don't realise they're Syrian. But there are other ways of getting across, according to José Palazón from Prodein, a Spanish charity which helps migrants.
Spain has reached an unofficial border agreement with Morocco on the refugee issue. It's not a written agreement because that would be illegal, but a quota of arrivals has been set. Morocco controls the flow. In Morocco, 20 or 30 Syrians are selected every day, and the selection is done according to how much those Syrians can pay.
Palazón says the Moroccan police make the Syrians pay up to 3,000 euros to cross the border. But once they arrive in Spain, they still face plenty of challenges.
If I were Syrian, I wouldn't stay in Spain. Firstly, because Spain doesn't have the humanitarian aid available. The paperwork is very slow, the aid is bad, or rather, virtually non-existent. The refugee aid system has been at a virtual standstill for a long time. There are lots of Spanish cities where Palestinian and Syrian refugees are sleeping in parks without any help, and there just isn't space for them.
I'm by the entrance to Melilla's Immigrants Temporary Stay Centre, where migrants are taken in and given food and lodging, normally for around 2 months while their legal status is reviewed. This centre is built to house around 500 people, but it's currently at over 3 times its capacity. Almost all of those living here are Syrian refugees. Sometimes the cramped conditions and long waits for paperwork to be processed take their toll. Journalists are not allowed inside the centre, but while I was just outside its doors, a fight broke out. Asif Douara is a 23-year-old who fled Syria at the end of last year. He crossed the border to Melilla using a Moroccan passport nearly 3 months ago.
My family is in Germany and I want to study there. My brother is there, and we want to bring our whole family from Syria to Germany. After everything I've seen and what I've been through in this immigrant centre and in Spain, I don't feel safe. On the contrary, I feel safer in Syria than I do here.
Asif, like many other Syrians, is frustrated at how slowly his legal situation is being reviewed. Once he leaves the immigrant stay centre, he's likely to be given a so-called red card, which will allow him to travel across Spain freely. But he won't be able to leave the country until the Spanish authorities confirm his status as a legal arrival. That could take another 18 months. These Syrians gathered in central Melilla earlier this year to protest against the slowness with which their cases are being reviewed. They may have arrived in Europe, but it's not what they were dreaming of when fleeing the horrors of war. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Melilla.